Hello there. This is Mike Breed with the Warren Group bringing you our Massachusetts Home Sales Data Report for October 2017. Last month, there were 5,192 single-family homes sold in the Bay State, a 5.48% increase from October 2016. In fact, this was the highest number of transactions recorded for the month of October in 13 years. Joining us now to shed some light on the continued impressive performance of the Massachusetts real estate market is Warren Group CEO Tim Warren. Our October numbers for single-family home sales showed impressive increases. Do you think this momentum will carry the housing market through the remainder of 2017?
Yes, I think it will. I don't see any storm clouds on the horizon for the local real estate market. With the inventory of homes that are actually for sale being so low, I can't guarantee that we'll see more gains in sales volume coming up in the next few months. But in October, we saw a gain of 5.5%. Now, I believe that the demand is strong and that prices will continue to inch up. Last November and December, back last year, we had strong sales gains, but now we have that high bar to sort of compare it with in this coming November and December. So we may not see the same kind of 5.5% gains in the next couple of months. But it does look like sales this year will end up doing very well, hold its own with last year. And so if we'll probably have a flat 2017. But given that 2015 and 2016 both had double-digit increases in sales, you know, a flat year in 2017 is still quite an achievement. Now, the median price for the whole year might increase by 5%, and that would be the biggest gain in 4 years. So overall, I think I'd have to say that this is really shaping up as a good year for the real estate market.
Now, speaking of prices, during a recent spot on WCVB's Chronicle, you discussed the phenomenon of Massachusetts' dwindling housing inventory and its impact on overall prices. Last month, the median sales price for single-family homes increased on both a yearly and monthly basis. Now, is there any chance at all that buyers might find some sort of relief in the near future?
Well, that's a good question, and it's a little puzzling. You know, with the low inventory of homes for sale and the great interest in home purchases among consumers, it seems as though what we ought to be seeing is laws of supply and demand dictating that we'd have spikes in home prices. But remarkably, prices have remained fairly stable. We might see a 5% gain in the median price across the state for this year, 2017. But other regions of the country are seeing bigger gains. And back at the turn of the century, we had 6 straight years in Massachusetts where prices spiked each year by 10% or more. Nothing like that is happening now. And I consider us lucky to avoid that kind of escalation in prices. Look where we ended up after prices ran up the last time, a huge and long and painful recession. Slow and steady growth is more sustainable. So to answer your question, I think buyers are lucky that home prices are advancing slowly. Some communities have seen big price run-ups and increases, but overall, the market has avoided irrational exuberance.
So single-family homes weren't the only segment to see significant movement last month. October also saw a significant year-over-year jump in condo sales, while the median price hit its highest mark in history for the month of October at $332,500. Would you say the condo market is experiencing the same phenomenon as the single-family housing market?
Well, I have no question in my mind that condos are popular right now. Just look at how many units are being built and how many cranes are all over the cities and suburbs. Condo living seems to satisfy the lifestyle baby boomers and first-time buyers are seeking out these days. But once again, I would stress that the statistics point to slow and steady growth, just like single-family home sales. So far this year, the number of sales and the median price of condos have both increased by less than 5%. October was a strong month, as you noted, for condos, but the two prior months showed sales declines. So this is not a freight train running out of control and creating some kind of risk of derailing. we're just rolling along with modest ups and downs.
Thank you, Tim, and thanks for everyone for joining us. This has been your Massachusetts Home Sales Data Report for October 2017. If you'd like more information about the Warren Group products and services, look us up on social media or visit us at www.thewarrengroup.com.